Jerry Bader Show, 1053. I warned you that the security breach at Target was a much bigger deal than you may have initially understood. That what happened there could happen to any retailer. And more we're finding out that's the case. The latest Michaels store, the chain of arts and crafts retailer, says it may have been the victim of an attack on its data security. That makes it the third major chain in a rash of assaults aimed at U.S. retailers. Neiman Marcus, Upscale, and Target. The current magnetic stripe is absolutely not going to protect us. You have organized crime getting involved in this. It's not just a bunch of kids sitting around in their underwear figuring out a way to hack. This has become a big business. I had a friend over the weekend, I received an email from a friend which was clearly suspicious. It actually went to my quarantine. I took it out of quarantine, and I took a look at it, and it's like, ugh. So I emailed her and said, I think you've been hacked. She responded to me, you're right, I have, and she believes it's related to Target. She has a Target Visa card. And they believe that her email was attacked as a result of the data that was mined off of her card. Here's what I believe, and trust me, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong on this. But I think this is a much, 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 much bigger problem than we realize even at this point. And I think tens of millions of Americans, including me and my wife, have been made vulnerable to identity theft. They tell you to check your credit card statements. Always a good idea. But I think it runs much deeper than that. The data that they captured here was massive. It's virtually unthinkable, the things they can do with this. They can clone your credit card. They can go further than that in terms of identity theft. And while the ones we know about have affected millions and millions of people, what about the ones that haven't been reported yet? To me, this sounds like who's ever got this software that does this went on a broad, concerted attack against retailers in America. Here is my suspicion. And again, I'm not saying I know this. My suspicion is a lot of companies in America have been hit, big and small, or are being hit now. Again, I don't know that. But this is like hearing about a burglary or a robbery and assuming that it hasn't happened somewhere else and isn't going to happen again anytime soon. I think it's just wrong to believe that. It's naive to believe that. Now, one of the stories that we had was that in Europe, almost all of them have gone to this chip rather than the magnetic stripe. I think that's a good idea. But I think what has to happen right now, the software people for retail needs to be trying to, instead of respond, get ahead. I think we've been complacent. I've been complacent, and I've said that publicly on the air. I have become too reliant on this. I think a lot of people have. We've built an entire infrastructure where basically a skeleton key opens every door. And it's just, who knows the impact it could have on the economy? How many people are going to be wiped out? I'm not exactly trying to scare you, but I am a little bit, I guess. I think this is dire, dire stuff. All right, as always, there are things that I haven't gotten to, but something new that we have is I can actually tell you about it after the show. Jason and I will produce the after show video as soon as I get off the air. I have three things we didn't get to. Did you hear the Bill Gates story? Something that happened to him in 1 minute and 20 seconds? It's great stuff. I'll share it with you. I have a follow-up on the sex offender, welder, and Scott Walker. and there is a radio feud going on. Two big names in conservative talk are fighting. Boy, nobody saw this coming. I'll tell you what it is on the after show video, which will be up at jerrybadershow.com early afternoon. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.